Racked by internal division and undermined by his predecessor, Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has tried to refocus attention on Labor, and in particular its negative gearing policy. The government seized on a report by the economic forecaster, BIS Shrapnel, which predicts drastic consequences if Labor's policy comes to pass. The report says it will result in a 1% cut to GDP worth $19 billion a year. Labor's been quick to lampoon the report, saying it's based on modelling done well before its negative gearing policy was even released. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The government is searching for some political high ground and finessing its attack against Labor's policy to limit negative gearing.
It's bad if you own a home, it's bad if you invest in a home, and it's bad if you rent a home, Mr Speaker. They didn't miss anyone.
Treasurer Scott Morrison grabbed a report by BIS Shrapnel with both hands. It models some parts of Labor's policy, finding renters would be worse off and fewer jobs would be created. All up, it says, as much as 1% could be shaved off GDP, worth $19 billion a year. Labor says it's fatally flawed. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen.
BIS Shrapnel has subsequently said, and I quote, "The assumptions do not align with Labor's policy." Will the Treasurer admit his claims are entirely wrong? And will he also acknowledge he attached himself to a report with a $1 trillion error?
In another question, he pointed out BIS Shrapnel won't say who commissioned the modelling.
Is the Treasurer aware that the BIS Shrapnel report was paid for by an anonymous client with a commercial interest, confused the GDP of Australia and New Zealand, and was done before Labor's policy was even released? Isn't it three strikes and you're out for the Treasurer?
The government batted the questions away, Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull not accepting Labor's critique.
Even just on the few things that it has picked up, Mr Speaker, it does pick up that rents will rise by 10%. It does pick up that new home building will shrink by 4%, Mr Speaker, nationally. It does say that it will hit GDP by $19 billion a year, Mr Speaker.
And the honourable members opposite are right that the BIS Shrapnel report did not take into account those matters. The Labor policy is so much more extreme, so much worse than that contemplated by BIS Shrapnel. No one could have imagined such a reckless assault on Australians' economic freedom as this.
The battle lines in this debate, it seems, have already been drawn, with Labor hoping to tap into frustration over housing affordability and the Coalition arguing Labor can't be trusted to manage the economy. Take these questions from Labor frontbenchers Kate Ellis and then Tanya Plibersek.
Isn't it the case that by rejecting Labor's housing affordability plan, the Prime Minister is choosing to protect $32 billion of tax loopholes at the same time he is cutting $30 billion from our schools?
Yeah. Isn't it the case that by not addressing what the Treasurer calls excesses in negative gearing, the Prime Minister is choosing to protect tax breaks for people buying their seventh home or their 10th or their 30th over protecting Medicare and Australia's universal healthcare system? Yeah.
The government broadened the assault today, saying Labor's policy to only allow negative gearing on new properties would also wipe it out for other non-property investments. The Prime Minister.
A full frontal assault on business in Australia. It seeks to restrict citizens' ability to invest not just in established residential property, but in every single asset class other than new residential property. The scale of this disruption is enormous.
It was bravado for a government yet to announce its own policy in this area, in echoes of the way Kevin Rudd stalked Julia Gillard. Tony Abbott this week warned Malcolm Turnbull to leave negative gearing alone, and then told the Australian newspaper he was flabbergasted at delayed spending on a new fleet of submarines. Mr Turnbull did his best today to talk about other things, but the questions kept coming.
Do you believe Tony Abbott when he says he didn't leak the draft defence white paper, and how would you describe your relationship with him now?
Well, I would say this to you, that I'm not going to engage in a discussion about personalities.
Do you believe Tony Abbott is undermining your leadership? by some of his comments, public comments in the last week or so?
Look, I obviously respect your interest in the matter and the subject matter, but my focus is on ensuring that we have great jobs for our children and grandchildren.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, ending Peter Donald's report.